الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى continue with regard to our qaid, our beliefs. And first, most important is our beliefs with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The eighth belief that we have with regard to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the creator of all good and evil. While Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created both that good and evil, Allah Ta'ala prefers the good over the evil. Darkness and light, cleanliness and filth, angels and devils, pious and impious are all His creation. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala prefers the good over the bad. However, to attribute any evil to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is contrary, is against respect and etiquette. It is inappropriate to say that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the creator of evil or the creator of filth and swine. One should rather say that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of everything. Belief number 9, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is free from the qualities of the creation. That is, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala possesses all qualities of perfection. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is pure and free from all faults, deficiencies and innovations. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not restricted to a body or matter, neither to place or time. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is free from temporary qualities like sitting, walking, eating, drinking, sickness, health, grief, old age and youth, etc. In His existence, there is no consideration of place or time. All these are creations of His. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is free from limbs and body parts. In the Quran and Hadith, wherever such qualities are mentioned, then one of the following two approaches can be adopted. The first one, which is the best, the meaning is known only by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows their reality. We believe in it without delving into their meaning. This is a better course of action. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala declares, It is He who has sent down to you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the book that is Quran Kareem, and in it there are verses that are precise. They are the foundation of the Kitab that is the Quran Kareem, and there are other verses which are unspecific. As for those in whose heart is deviation from the truth, they will follow that of it which is unspecific by seeking discord and seeking an interpretation suitable to them. And no one knows its true interpretation except Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But those that are firm in knowledge, they will say that we believe in it. All of it is from our sustainer. And no one will be reminded except those of understanding. In other words, no one will take heed except those of understanding. The second approach with regard to these meanings, an appropriate meaning can be rendered by which one can understand them. For example, reference where it is mentioned the hand of Allah is made in the Quran Kareem. It is best to leave the meaning of this to the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to keep silent about it. If this course is not adopted, then some appropriate meaning should be given. Example, the hand refers to the power of Allah. One should not regard this meaning as the true or only meaning. Instead, one should regard this meaning as a possible explanation. Giving explanation to words of this sort is not the work of everyone, but should be left to the learned scholars. Belief number 10, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has comprehensive knowledge of all conditions that prevail in the world, whether it is good or bad, before it even occurs. And He, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala creates all conditions according to His knowledge. This is referred to as taqdeer, predestination. There are many wisdoms in creating evil which very few will understand. Belief number 11, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed man with the faculty of intellect and will due to which man carries out actions of virtues and sin by his own choice. Man does not have the ability to create his own actions. Rather, they are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to man's choice. Allah ta'ala is just pleased when a person chooses to sin and pleased when he chooses to do acts of virtue. Belief number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not commanded his servants to carry out such actions which are beyond their capabilities. And the final belief number 13 with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is nothing binding upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon us is solely due to His grace. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazina safa. Alhamdulillah, last night here another para was recited in Tarawih Salah. That is the 7th para. Just before that, we'll try and catch up a few aspects which we have left out yesterday. In the 6th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world to get our ma'rifat, recognition of Allah, and to create a bond and a great connection with Allah, which is called taqwa. How to achieve this? Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila wajahidu fi sabili la'allakum tuflihun. That, O people of Iman, inculcate this great quality of taqwa, make an effort for this, and how to you will make an effort? Very easy. Wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Seek a wasila, seek a means to gain this taqwa. One easy means Allah ta'ala has made is kunu ma sadiqeen. Be with the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sahaba said, in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the sohbat in company, they became great men of taqwa. Another great means is this month of Ramadan Sharif, Allah has given us to inculcate taqwa, the Qur'an-i Kareem. And one very important means is dua. Through the means of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious servants, we should make dua that Allah grant us taqwa. And for this wajahidu, we have to make an effort in this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains the great benefits of the penal code of Islam, that is the capital punishment. That if a person steals, a person who steals, whether it's male or female, then cut off their hands. Those people who don't understand the wisdom of the laws of Allah, aliyazu billah, are very short sighted. They say this is barbaric. But the pious servant, our Dada Shaykh Radha Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, gives a very beautiful, simple example. He says, why did Allah Ta'ala say that you must cut off the hand, that is the left hand first, of a person who steals? Because Allah Ta'ala has given us our begging bowls, we are the slaves of Allah, and we should beg from the king. So our two hands, when you put it together, that is your begging bowl. And whatever you need, you should beg from Allah. And the king will always fulfill your needs. It is, if you steal, it is like the state president who is stealing from the person selling potatoes and onions on the street. How insignificant and stupid is that? So because we didn't appreciate this great ni'mat of begging from the kings of kings, Allah Ta'ala has taken away our one hand. If we make tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِي وَمِنْ ظُلْمِ وَأَصْلَى. Whatever mistakes you have committed and you correct yourself, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that don't be like those people amongst the Jews. That kamma'una al-kazibi akaluna al-su'ud. They used to come into the gatherings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to gain knowledge, not to gain benefit, but to come and spy and to come and listen. And till today we get people, they just come and sit in the gathering of the pious servants, and many people are such that are spies. Outwardly they look very pious, but they just want to carry wrong messages and go and spy upon on the pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be very careful of such people. And they will change even what you are saying. They won't even take the correct message. These people just want to create fitna. And what is their terrible quality? سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ أَكَّالُونَ لِلْسُّعُدِ. They listen and make up lies, and they will learn, and they'll even eat haram. Eat haram. In other words, they will take bribery and they will cause corruption. And sadly, today in the ummah, Bribery and corruption has become a very, very common thing. We don't even realize this. And lying also has become a common thing. Allah Ta'ala reminds us, save ourselves from all these things. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains in the Torah how Allah Ta'ala has sent down to the Jews and Christians, but they did not appreciate it. Then Allah Ta'ala further explains what justice in Islam as far as the respect of one another. That is, respect one another's izzat, life, etc. But if you commit evil against somebody and you go beyond the limits, you commit oppression, then وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهَا فِيهَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ. A soul for a soul, a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose. In other words, this is the justice of Islam, that accordingly you should take your revenge, but if you overlook and you forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that all your matters you should decide like Allah ta'ala has revealed the Quran, the Torah, Injil, the previous scriptures in truth. If they follow that, there should be goodness in them for that. Similarly, if we follow the teachings of the Quran Kareem, there will be goodness for us in there also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't follow the traits of the days of Jahiliyyah. فَوْكْمُ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ. That you looking to sort out your matters like ignorant people of the day of the past, that is not the way you should sort out your matters. And very, very important, Allah Ta'ala teaches us over and over, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. Never ever make the Jews and Christians your friend. Because بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, they are friends of one another. Outwardly they'll be very sweet to you like sweet poison, but they are not your friends, they are your terrible enemies. And whoever befriends them, Allah Ta'ala says that you are going on the road of oppression, and Allah Ta'ala will never guide you. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that فَتَرَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ. Those people that got weakness in their heart, their iman is weak, they got nifaq, they say we go towards those people, if we don't join them, then they will cause harm to us. Like today, many people have got this wrong notion also. We have to join these political parties, etc. Otherwise, what will happen to us? We should put our trust in Allah. And we should make our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us under all conditions. Allah says, if you are not concerned with regard to this, and you take it very lightly, what's wrong in mixing with us Jews and Christians? What's wrong in following their path? Allah says, this will lead you to a very terrible evil. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu may yartadda minkum an deeni. It will lead you to irtidad. You will lose your iman. And Allah Ta'ala says, a person who becomes a murtad, he loses his iman, then in reality the germ and the filth of kufr was in his heart already. So you don't really have to be concerned about that, because if one person, فَصَوْبَيَاتِ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ وَيُحِبُّونَ, one person becomes a murtad, Allah will bring a whole group with perfect iman into the fold of Islam. And what they will have, this great quality, يُحِبُّ وَيُحِبُّونَ, they will love Allah, Allah will love them. So from this we learn, if we want firm iman and we want to die with iman, one great prescription for Khatima of iman, our dada sheikh has taught us, is to build this quality of the love of Allah. When you got the love of Allah, and it shows when Allah loves you, Allah will give you the tawfiq to inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who make the friendship with Allah, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. These are the people that will turn to Allah, they will make ruku and sajda, and these are إِفَإِنَّ إِذْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. This is the army of Allah that will be always dominant all the time. And don't be foolish and make these Jews and Christians your friends, because they are such people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا. They make a joke of your deen. So much so they make a mockery of your azans and your salah, and you still make them your friends. This is the height of stupidity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, these are foolish people. They don't have you at heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Jews are such terrible people. Allah has given them so much abundance in this world, but still they got the audacity of showing disrespect to Allah by saying, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةً. Yet Allah ta'ala's hands are restrained. Allah is asking for loans. When Allah says, spend in the path of Allah, they say Allah's hands is restrained. Allah says, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. That Allah's curse is upon them. Don't they see how much Allah is giving them? And Allah is giving you wealth. And Allah, when Allah says spend, Allah says that as if you are spent, but that is the wealth of Allah. Allah's hands is spread all the time. So we also should realize that when we associate with them, all these terrible statements will come out on our mouths and our tongues, and it will come into our hearts. Allah Ta'ala says, outwardly they look like they are friends of one another and they are united, but there is great enmity in their hearts for one another. Then further Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk, that O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever we have revealed to you, pass on this message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, to the entire creation. And this is the message for us also, the whole Ummah, that we should bring Iman, and we should spread this word of Iman to the entire world, especially the non-Muslims. By our actions, by our character, etc., we should spread this message to them. And in doing this, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, if you remain firm on the previous scriptures that were truth in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your Iman. And in the الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئُونَ وَالنَّصَارَى, whatever nation, Jews, Christians, Sabis, if they just bring Iman and believe in the year after, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them and grant them great reward. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further again reminds us, don't be like the Christians, كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, that the Christians who said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of Maryam, he is Allah himself. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala refutes this, and Allah Ta'ala says they don't even know what they believing. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ صَالِسُ سَلَاسَ, they say he is the one in three, the three in one, he is the Holy Ghost. They themselves don't know what they are believing. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهُ وَاحِدٍ, remember, bring Tawheed in your heart. There is only one Allah. Don't turn to anybody besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah is so kind. Over and over Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, when you have gone astray in your belief or anything, why don't you realize? Make istighfar. Seek Allah Ta'ala, come to the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. And can't you see how can Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, be any God or any Holy Spirit? وَهُمُ سِدِّيقَ كَانِيَا كُلَانِ تَعَمْ, they need food, they need rest, etc. Allah is free from all these qualities. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, don't be like them. لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ, don't be extravagant in your deen. Don't go beyond the limits in your deen. And don't follow your passion and your desires. Further Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds them that such people, their own Nabi has cursed them. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has cursed them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further says that all the non-Muslims, they are your enemies, especially your worst enemies, that the jiranna ashadda nas adawatil ladina amnu al-yahud wal ladina ashraku, that the Jews are your terrible enemies, the Christians are also your enemies, but to a lighter degree. But al-kufru millatun wahida, be careful, the whole kufr nation are plotting against you. You have to be firm on Iman and don't worry about their plot. But Allah Ta'ala says the Christians, to a lesser degree, they will be your enemies. And who are this Allah Ta'ala is referring to? In the seventh part, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى رَسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِّ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ, that those Christian monks and priests who were true in their religion and they followed the proper scriptures and they realized that Quran is the true kitab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then when Quran was read in front of them, their hearts used to shatter and tears used to flow from their eyes. It is mentioned when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala went to Abyssinia and they read Quran Kareem in front of the Abyssinian kings and those people that were soft hearted. When they listened to Quran Kareem, their hearts were trembling, their bodies were shaking and tears were flowing. This is the kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us, that the hardest heart will shake when it listens to Quran Kareem. Allahu Akbar, the famous incident we know that Jamal Abdul Nasser, who was once upon a time the state president of Egypt, he was going on a journey to Russia, communist. He took Sheikh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit with him. He said, you must come with me to read there. Abdul Basit thought, what am I going to read? But when he read in the parliament, those hearts that were hard with shirk and kufr and disbelief, their tears were pouring from their eyes. So Allah has given us this kitab, we should associate very strongly with the Quran Kareem. Then Allah Ta'ala teaches us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuharrimu tayyibat, follow the deen as Allah has given you the deen. That is, don't make what is halal haram. Don't make what is haram halal also. And be very conscious that stay away from haram and enjoy those things which Allah Ta'ala has made halal for you. وَقُولُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, eat from those things which Allah has made halal and pure. And in this way, inculcate taqwa. These are the signs of the true believers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Further Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us, Stay away from all the spilt and dirt. Innam al khamru wal maisir wal ansab wal azlamu. Risu min amali shaitan. That, O believers, all this the wine, alcohol, intoxicants, drugs, and gambling, all this, these are filth. Filthy and dirt, these are from the actions of shaitan. Won't you stay away from this? Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when their iman was built and this ayat was revealed, and now when they heard Allah ta'ala says that stay away totally from gambling, from all type of intoxicants, etc. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba were those people. Before the advent of Islam, they had barrels and barrels of wine. And the older the wine, the more stronger, the more valuable. But when this ayat was revealed, their iman was strong in their heart. The moment this ayat was revealed, even that wine that was on their lips, they didn't let it go down. If they took a gulp of it, immediately they spat it out. All their barrels of wine were flowing in the streets of Medina like a flood. This was when iman came into the heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then no excuses. Today we make excuses. I got this stock and I still sell it out, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, no. Shaitan actually, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانَ يُقِيَ بَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةَ. Shaitan wants to create enmity and hatred in you by getting you involved in all this gambling and all this intoxicants, etc. Sadly, today we see our Muslims going to gambling dens and going to parties, etc. and consuming alcohol and have the audacity to say scientifically it is beneficial. The benefits are very minimal, the harms are very, very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explained that with regard to the laws of ihram, that when people are in ihram, la taqtulu sayyida wa antum hurum, respect the aspect of ihram. This is a very great honorable guard that Allah has given you. When you're in a state of ihram, you're not allowed to hunt, that is hunt animals, etc. For us, we might not understand this. We travel by plane. In the earlier days, they used to travel on foot, and they used to take them months and months to reach Makkah Sharif, and then so they needed food. Allah Ta'ala says, stay away from hunting also. You're not allowed to hunt. Then Allah Ta'ala says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَابَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ. See, Kaaba Sharif, who has made it a honorable house of Allah. If you pay your attention and focus towards Kaaba, it will give you firm establishment on the face of the earth. And if you focus your heart towards the arch of Allah, Allah will strengthen your iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. That filth and dirt can never be equal. It appears to you all the filthy actions. But remember, stay away from there. If you are intelligent, that is the means of your success. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ. Allah says, don't ask unnecessary questions. You don't want to practice, but you're just asking unnecessary questions. What is the proof of this? What is the proof of that? When you come to know about it and the proper ruling is given, then you find it difficult to practice upon. Don't be like the Jews. Allah Ta'ala told them, slaughter a cow. They asked, what color cow, what kind cow, etc. They made life difficult. Yes, those things that you need to know, ask the ulama-i rabbaniyin and follow. But to ask unnecessary questions and not obey Allah's command, this is not the trait of a true believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stay away from this type of attitude. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that what will be the sight on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ رَوْ الرُّسُلْ فَيَقُولُ مَا زَوْجِبْتُمْ. Allah will gather all the anbiya with all their nations. That what did you pass on the message, what did they say? They say, يَا قَالُ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا. Oh Allah, you have all knowledge. You know how they responded to us. Then Allah Ta'ala particularly will tell you, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, uskur nimati alayka wa ala walidatik. Do you think of the favors we have blessed you? What favors we have given you, all the miracles? And did you tell your followers that they must make you a god? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, oh Allah, you know very well that I told them I am your servant also. And I am not a god. I am just the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should obey you and they should follow your command. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be trembling. But the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam still had audacity and they told him that قَالَ حَلَّا رَلْتَ سَتِيُّ رَبُّكَ يُنَزِلْ عَلِينَ مَعِدَةَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. That can you tell Allah, send us a miracle, that a table from Jannat, fallen, or laden with food, etc. Allah Ta'ala does not love that unnecessary you ask for miracles. And you ask for miracles and Allah send it, and then you don't accept Allah's command, that is where great danger. And this is what Allah Ta'ala told us at Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If we send it down and they don't accept, we'll give them such a punishment that no nation got. And this was the result of that. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will make mention and say, Qala subhanaka wallah, you are pure. I gave my message, they did not accept. Finally Allah Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will say, In tu'azibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfirlahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. This is one of the ayahs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read at night in Hajj, you'd whole night and cry that, Oh Allah, if you punish them, they are your servants. If you forgive them, Oh Allah, you are very, very, very powerful and you are most wise. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in the next surah, Suratul An'am, that all this evil Allah ta'ala is refuted, that don't follow the ways of the Jews, the Christians, the wrong belief. What you have to do, inculcate Tawheed. And here the link Allah ta'ala has beautifully mentioned with regard to the previous surah, that you ask for Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. Now be careful of those things that will deviate you from the straight path. That is Suratul Baqarah, the Jews worshipping the cow and their little brothers, the Hindus, etc. Stay away from that part. Then the Christians who worship Isa alayhi salam, stay away from that part. Then don't worship your passion and your desires that make woman your object of life, that yes, haram, you fulfill your passion and your desires. Then Allah Ta'ala showed us Ma'idah. Don't make your stomach also that you just worried of lavish food and parties, etc. Here Allah Ta'ala is saying Suratul An'am, that your animals, your means of transport, today our cars, that we worried of this is my, just branded car, I got this latest model, etc. All this will lead you away from the straight path. Allah Ta'ala says, what will keep you on the straight path? Allah has sent us here, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala has created us to recognize Allah. Look at the heavens and the earth and see how Allah is created, and you realize all praises belongs to Allah. Allah has created darkness and light also. So don't go on to the dark path. Come on to the path of Nur. Allah Ta'ala says how Allah Ta'ala created you from sand. And Allah Ta'ala gave you a circulated time in this world. So you got no time to waste. Allah Ta'ala knows all your secrets, etc. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further explained that those nations who did not accept the command of Allah could see Rufil Earth. Go and travel in the earth and see how, what was their result. How Allah Ta'ala destroyed them, etc. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further says that if you turn away from the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you are only causing harm to yourself. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us that you will be raised tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, and you will have to stand in front of Allah and remember this reality. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهِبُ وَلَهُ. That this world is only storm and foolery. It is just play and game and fun. And today we see sports have become a god, a big career. Allahu Akbar. This life is like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, a game of monopoly. For children it's very big. I got this hotel and I got so much money. But it's just for storm and fun. But the reality we will see in the cupboard is like children when they're building castles in the sand. A big man kicks it. They, for him it's nothing, it's just a sand. But for the children it's like, Kiamat, you broke my big castle. So exactly the same. Somebody caused harm to our dunya, we think it's a big Kiamat that came upon us. But like Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, all your buildings, everything, till you don't realize it's toys. Even your jet in it, your iman is not made. So this whole world is tomfoolery, just for fun and game. And sadly today we want to follow the sport. Even Imam Sahib just makes salam, he wants to know what the score, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. The life of the hereafter, that is the real life. And that is what you must prepare for if you are a man of intelligence. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that Allah Ta'ala is not send us here to get entrapped in this world. Because Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَيْتُ مِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ. If all of a sudden Allah Ta'ala's punishment come down to you, then what you will do? You will be dumbfounded and astounded, as Allah Ta'ala further explains, inshallah we'll carry on.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما من قوم اجتمعوا يذكرون الله لا يريدون بذلك إلا وجهه إلا ناداهم مناد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بوصية نوح ابنه؟ قالوا بلى. قال أوصى نوح ابنه فقال لابنه يا بني إني أوصيك باسمين وعن هاك عن اثنين. أوصيك بقول لا إله إلا الله فإنها لو وضعت في كفة ووضعت السماوات والأرض لرجحت بهن ولو كانت حلقة لقسمتهن حتى تخلص إلى الله. فذكر الحديث رواه البزار. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ کا ارشاد ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صحابہ کو فرمایا، کیا میں تم کو نوح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی وصیت نہ بتلاؤں جو انہوں نے اپنے بیٹے کو کی؟ تو صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم نے کہا، ضرور بتلائیے. تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ نوح علیہ السلام نے اپنے بیٹے کو کہا، اے پیارے بیٹا، میں تمہیں دو کام کرنے کی وصیت کرتا ہوں اور دو کام کرنے سے روکتا ہوں. تو میں وصیت کرتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ کی، پس بے شک اللہ اگر اس کو رکھ دیا جاوے ترازو کی ایک پلڑے میں اور آسمانوں اور زمینوں کو دوسرے پلڑے میں، تو اس کا پلڑا بھاری ہو جاوے گا، اور اگر تمام آسمانوں ایک حلقہ ہو جائے تو بھی یہ پاک کلمہ ان کو توڑ کر اللہ تک پہنچے بغیر نہ رہے گا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم once asked the صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم، should I not inform you of the advice Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his son? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, definitely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, O my beloved son, I advise you to do two things and abstain from two. I advise you with the recitation of La ilaha illallah. For if this kalima had to be placed in one pin of a scale, and the entire heavens and the earth in the other, the kalima would certainly overweight. And if the heavens and earth were to form a ring around the kalima, it would cut through and proceed to the throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The entire hadith has not been mentioned for the sake of brevity. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل میں راہو جا ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میں نے تن میں بجایا بغل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدل، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلهي أعطى ذر درد دل كمرتا بيدر نبي مار تيرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو ہی مطلوب، میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اتا غم رکم میر امداد حق سے، تجھے غم ہے کیا؟ لا الہ الا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. yaar rahe yaarab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magan hoshiyar rahu ab to rahe bastaad mein aakhir wird zubaan mere ila la ilaha لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نرى مستنى خشمي عيدم تعبد جناتني من بعيدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه شيرين استنام شير شكرني شوجان تمام الله 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا نعمتك وأسر علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله